The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to the Arrowhead Pride podcast we call From the Podium, where you get to hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm the editor-in-chief of arrowheadpride.com, Pete Sweeney. Chiefs rookie minicamp continued on Saturday, and we got three more rookies on the Zoom video conference call. So on this podcast, we'll go in order of the draft picks. You'll hear from tight end Noah Gray, followed by wide receiver Cornell Powell, followed by offensive lineman Trey Smith. All right, let's get this thing started. Here is tight end Noah Gray.
Hey, Noah, I hope you're getting settled in Kansas City. I'm just curious, you know, how was the first day of practice? What was it like getting out there? And what's your kind of just overall first reactions to being with the club and what you saw on the field?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It was good to finally put on a practice jersey, put the cleats on, and just go out and practice. It was a lot different than what I'm used to, but that's good. You know, change is good. I knew that coming in here, very detail oriented. So there's a lot of things that I got to work on moving forward to be the best possible football player that I can be, but I'm looking forward to the challenge. And I'm just very appreciative of the coaches and the other players here, especially Jordy, who's in here and helped me out. He's the other tight end. So it's just a good experience. I'm learning a lot and just having a lot of fun.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Noah, I know you're still getting acclimated to being a pro and everything like that, but the schedule release was the other day and Monday Night Football against Daniel Jones. I was wondering if any conversation that you guys have had about this game going from college and now getting to play each other.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked a little bit kind of since he has left. He's come and visited Durham a little bit. So it's kind of cool having a guy who went on to play in the league and, you know, he's drafted really high and he's been very successful. So it's just good to have that kind of mentor and have that kind of friend to lean on if you have any questions and just kind of be around. Daniel's a great guy. So moving forward for that Monday night game, it's going to be a lot of fun to play against my former teammate. You know, I'm just very blessed to be in the situation I am. I think he'd say the same. So it's going to attack it week by week. And when that week comes, you know, it's going to be fun. And it'll be good to see him.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Noah, I know it's only been one practice and you guys didn't know a whole lot yesterday, just some 7-on-7. But do you have a feel for what the Chiefs might ask you to do this season? What kind of versatility they might require of you? And Brad, I'll have a second question as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they have planned for me. I'm just kind of doing what the coaches are telling me to do right now. So there's no game plan for that. I'm just out practicing with my teammates and whatever happens moving forward is up to the coaches.
Okay. And do you have any goals for yourself for your rookie season? Just this one season coming up?
Yeah, I just want to be the best contributor that I can be, whether that's on special teams, if there's another need that they need me, whatever role that is, I just want to contribute to the team. You know, whether it's just big practice player and do other things, whatever the coaches really ask me to do and whatever my teammates need me to do, I think that's the contribution, you know, that I'm going to be put into and that I'm going to enjoy doing.
Let's go next to Darren Smith. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Noah, you said something that kind of piqued my attention. You talked about practice yesterday. So how would you differentiate the practice that you were doing at Duke versus, you know, your first couple of practices with the Chiefs? And then following up on that, how do you think Duke has prepared you for the next level here in the NFL?
Yeah. So I think when I said there's a little differentiation, is I think it's just because it's a rookie minicamp feel. So I haven't really gone into a full practice with the older veterans yet. So obviously it's a lot different. There's not as many guys out here. So, you know, you run things like 7-on-7, a lot more individual work. And I'm sure once we get into a full practice with the vets that, you know, I'll probably have a better understanding of what the practice is like. In terms of how Duke has prepared me, I think Coach Cut runs a very structured team. I think the Kansas City Chiefs and Coach Reed's structure is very similar. You know, a lot of things that we do in practice, paying attention, you know, very detail oriented. There's a lot of little things that go into being a good football team. So there's a lot of those things that translate between Duke's practices and kind of Duke's philosophy as well as here.
Noah, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Hey, man, welcome to KC. Happened to catch you having a nice little moment with Andy Reid there as he was observing the receivers, kind of gave you a little tap on the elbow there. Just kind of tell me what it's like to have that surreal moment of like, oh, this is Andy Reid, you know, coaching you and observing you, and what he kind of told you or what advice he's given you so far while he was watching you do your practice routes there receiving.
Man, got a championship head coach and Coach Andy Reid. So it's always a blessing to be able to obtain knowledge from him. And, you know, he was just giving me little tips and reminding me to have fun with it and just to be myself. And, you know, I've been playing football all my life. So just, you know, just go out there, have fun and do what I do. So
let's go next to Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, man, after you got drafted, we talked to Brett Veach and Reed just about your style of play. And one of the terms that came up was a post-up receiver. I'm wondering, do you consider yourself that type of receiver?
I consider myself a playmaker. I can go down the field and make plays. I can run routes and I can give my team a spark. So I'm just here to have fun, make plays and contribute to winning championships.
Let's go next to Darren Smith. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, Cornell, a couple questions for you. You know, you're going to be transitioning from Clemson to the Chiefs. What's it going to be like, one, being coached from Dabo Swinney to Andy Reid, and then also catching passes from Trevor Lawrence and now Patrick Mahomes?
I come from a winning program, and this is a winning program as well. So I feel like that transition is going to be smooth. I know what to expect. They expect championships, and that's where I'm coming from, being at Clemson. And then being coached by Coach Sweeney, he's a very God-fearing man, you know, someone who believes in family atmosphere and all about culture. And I'm being here for these past couple of days, you know, I feel the same vibe. It's all about culture. It's all about the little things, you know, shirt tucked in and just doing all the little things. So it's going to be great, man. And then going from Trevor to Patrick Mahomes, it's just a blessing. You know, I couldn't ask for anything better. I fell into the perfect situation. So just going to make the most of every opportunity that I get.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Cornell. Welcome to Kansas City. Hey, I'm curious, just yesterday, what was it like for you overall? I mean, what was your first experience on the field and kind of your review at the end of the day? Was there any moment on the practice field, a play that stands out to you that may, at the end of the day made you feel pretty good?
Man, running out there for the first time in a Chiefs uniform, a Chiefs jersey, I should say, it was like unreal, kind of like a movie type, man. You know, I've been wishing on this moment for my whole life, and for it to actually like happen and come true, it's like, it's just crazy. You really can't describe it, but, you know, at the end of the day, when the whistle blew, it was only football. And so, you know, the whole day just stuck out to me, man. I really feel like just being here is just a blessing. And, you know, I'm ready to work, man.
Looks like we got two more. We'll go Pete and then Steve. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Cornell, over the past years, you know, we've gotten to watch Tyreek Hill go from like a college running back to one of the better receivers in the NFL. What do you look forward to? I know it's rookie camp, but what do you look forward to in being able to learn from him? And have you had any interaction with him yet as far as being teammates now in the future?
I just look forward to getting all the knowledge I can from him, all the inside scoop on all the DBs that we go against, just trying to get under his wing and just learn from him, man. He's one of the top best receivers in the league. So I know he got a lot to tell me, and I'm just trying to be all ears and just trying to be a sponge and soak it all up. So
we'll ask Steve Walls. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, Cornell?
What's up, man?
Hey, you have the mentality, work always comes first. How would that mentality help you, you know, to be successful this upcoming year?
It just reminds me to keep the main thing, limit the distractions. I just come in and put my head down and work, man. You know, you got to start somewhere. So, you know, wherever Coach Reed and the organization, they want me to be, whether it's special teams, whether it's at receiver, I'm willing to do it, man. And then the work always comes first. So just every day, you know, just put in extra overtime before you, you know, check out for the day or you go do your other business. Just always got to remember that, you know, this is what you work for. So I continue to do that and keep striving. So,
Cornell, we appreciate you taking the time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Trey, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Last time we talked to you at draft weekend, I'm sure the emotions were kind of flooding you at that time. I'm wondering now, looking back, can you kind of assess just what those 3 days were like? I mean, I know that you probably anticipated that your talent suggested you should probably go higher and there were some injury concerns. Was it frustrating? Can you kind of just reflect on those 3 days?
Yeah, those 3 days were pretty grueling, just being quite honest with you. I have a certain like standard expectations I have for myself and my life. And, you know, not meeting that, I was disappointed. But ultimately, you know, God has an ultimate plan for me and my life. And I think right now I'm at the best place I could actually be at. You know, I'm super excited to be here, super excited to get to work with Coach Heck every day. So I ultimately ended up well.
Let's go next to Aaron Ladd. Go ahead, Aaron.
Trey, welcome to KC. Nick Bolton was talking with us yesterday, and he mentioned that, you know, y'all had some camaraderie playing against each other in the SEC. What's kind of like the locker room like with the rookies and kind of building that camaraderie and chemistry?
Yeah, no, it's a great team chemistry right now. I mean, we're really focused, just trying to get better every day, just earn what we can get, you know. Just talking about Nick a little bit, man, just when he got drafted, I know I was coming here. I'm like, dude, he's going to be so annoying to chase down the field. Just playing him so many years, man, he's a baller. So can't wait to get a little bit of action against him again.
Let's go next to Matt Derrick. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Trey, good to see you in Kansas City now. I'm curious just what was your reaction, recap of the day for you yesterday? I know with four offensive linemen, you know, things are a little bit different in a rookie mini camp, but what was it like for you yesterday? And have the Chiefs talked to you about a specific role or position that they want you to be working on?
Yesterday we got some really good work in with Coach Heck and Coach Mate. You know, ultimately we come down to work every day, and in regards to destination where I'm going to play, you know, wherever they need me to play, you know, I'll do it to the best of my ability and, you know, and be an asset for this organization.
Let's go next to Adam Teicher. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Trey. You said a minute ago that you thought this was the best place for you to be. Can you elaborate on that, why you think this is the best place for you to be?
Yeah, there are plenty of reasons. One, this is a winning organization, organization with a rich history. Just looking into it even further, you know, on top of that, I'm getting to play for a great offensive line coach and Andy Heck and Coach Mate assisting in that. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a veteran room. It's somewhere I know technique and, you know, as being an overall better football player is where I need to grow. And I think it's a great setting, a perfect opportunity for me to grow in this program. The medical staff here is amazing. The media is amazing. There's really no complaints in this area. My dad's company is based out of Kansas City. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is a great opportunity for me. It's a great future home for me as well.
Let's go next to Pete Sweeney. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Trey. Welcome to Kansas City. One of the big stories of draft weekend, similar to question the Sam's, was, you know, your fall. And I'm just curious, we've seen players in the past where their fall has been like a huge motivating factor for them. How much motivation do you feel like you're getting from maybe going a little bit lower than you thought you might have gone?
Yeah, I would say it's motivation. But at the end of the day, when I come into work every day, if I was a first rounder, you know, one overall pick or anything like that, I come in with the same motivation, same work mentality that I'm bringing every day. So at the end of the day, all I needed was an opportunity. The Chiefs gave me one. I'm super thankful for it. And, you know, it's up to me to work hard and make the most out of it.
We've got three more. We'll go right down the line, starting with Harold. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, Trey, two questions for you. The first one, I know that about your mother and her passing away, my condolences for that, but you made a promise to her, which you fulfilled to graduate and then to get to the NFL. You know, what does that mean when you think about just, you know, what she meant to you and how you're making her, you know, proud by just being a professional and being a performer? And then Brad will have a follow-up after this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's big, man. I know Mother's Day was not too long ago. So, you know, this thing about her and, you know, through the whole draft process, not having her, even the phone call and the celebration with my family, you know, it's rough. But ultimately, I know I made her proud. You know, I've kept my promise, but now it's time to stay in the league, you know, provide for my family one day. So at the end of the day, you know, it was a great moment. I miss my mom all my heart. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to stay where I need to be.
And my other question, you know, you're back there with Lucas Niang and also Creed Humphrey. And what do you see out of them so far? What are those conversations been like as you kind of mesh as a unit to get her out in the practice field?
Yeah, Lucas, Creed, Daryl and I, man, we're all, you know, we're putting in the work in every day, building really good relationships with them. They're great guys, man. And that's something you see in this building. Just it's filled with great guys. So, you know, we're going to come to work every day. We know what the expectation is. And, you know, Coach Heck has laid it out. You know, Coach Reed has as well. So we know what we have to uphold and how we need to work every day.
The last two, Darren and Sam. Go ahead, Darren.
Hey, welcome to Kansas City again, Trey. I'm curious because I asked this question to Creed yesterday. You're going to be in that offensive lineman room with, you know, with Orlando and Lucas and everyone else and Joe Thuney. What do you think that you'll be able to learn from them that's going to help you for years to come here in Kansas City, where you can literally be part of an offensive line that's going to look like, you know, you, Lucas Niang, Creed, Brown and Thuney for years to come?
Yeah, no, it's an amazing opportunity, and the talent in that room is, I mean, it's unreal. You know, looking at guys that I used to watch a little bit when I was younger, like Kyle Long, even being here, I'm just so excited to be around that caliber of player, those type of guys, offensive linemen. So I can, you know, soak up all the information they give me like a sponge. And most of that is, you know, obviously on the field techniques and different things that I can do to better my game, but also what it looks like to be a pro off the field, how to carry myself, conduct myself around people and in the public. So I'm super excited. I couldn't have landed in a better opportunity than here.
Last, Sam McDowell. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Trey, just wanted to ask you a quick follow-up on what I asked off the top. How did you watch the draft? I mean, did it get to day three where you're still watching every single pick?
Yeah. To be quite honest with you, man, I have a gaming computer, and all 3 days I pretty much just stayed on it. Just played Rocket League, Modern Warfare, you know, stuff like that. Dude, when I got my phone call, I knew I was getting it. So I tried not to pay attention to it. The best thing I could do at the time was just, you know, take my mind off of it and just really just vibe with my friends. So,
Trey, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.